I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, people get up every day, they do the same thing. They tell themselves they're going to change their life one day, and they never do. I'm going to change mine.
And just think, there's no one coming to save you, except Mr. Goggins, who's going to punch you square in your face and tell you shut up and do the thing. And that is 100% what you need right there.
But it does mean you can't be strong if you're weak.
Yeah.
If you're weak, you're And there's a lot of weak people in this country right now that are trying to take control.
Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
The difference between physical pain and suffering, which, I mean, those two are not quite the same thing, is a matter of being lost in thought. It's a matter of thinking without knowing that you're thinking.
I don't know whether it's going to work or happen as well, but I know that if you did the work, it's likely to happen.
Yeah.
And I go, but are you willing to do the ugly?
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? I said, the ugly.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
If you want to have what others won't, you got to be willing to do what others don't.
You said that discipline eats motivation for breakfast.
And discipline's good too. But without a clear headspace, there's no discipline.
You know, that's the thing. It's like people don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes or the greatest athletes in the world do things when they're uncomfortable.
If people really care about changing minds, they need to realize, and assuming that they think that they're correct, they need to realize that, like, intellectual chasm from where they are and where other people are. And you go, okay, I'm going to take you one step at a time.
Confidence is not a feeling. Confidence is embodied in action. My definition of confidence is the willingness to try.
Just eliminate all external distractions, you know, that's what's going on, and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day, chopping wood, carrying water. You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day.
If you want to go into something interesting, I'm never in a place of doubt, because the downside of doubt doesn't scare me. I'm not scared to lose all my money. I'm not scared to lose my reputation. I'm not scared to be judged by other people. When you're not scared, you're dangerous. And so I was very dangerous. Like, I'm just not scared of what most people are scared of.
If ease and grace and joy and playfulness do not come easily to you, one solution is to ignore moment-to-moment happiness entirely and just always pursue hard things. You become a world champion at winning the marshmallow test. You convince yourself that delayed gratification in perpetuity is noble because you struggle to ever feel grateful.
Would I ever be the same? Would I be able to be better than what I was and still achieve the greatness that I've dreamt of since I was a kid? The answer is yeah, be better. You have to approach it on a different, like, mental alignment, shall I say. Like, and I don't want to throw these words out, I'll explain it to you. When I say mental alignment, you just had to really be able to shut out what was going on around you to be able to focus up.
The bigger your goals are, and the more outrageous they are, or especially if someone else has never done it,
yeah,
then the people will always say, this is crazy, this will never happen, you cannot do that, it's impossible, and all those things. And so, you know, we have heard all the naysayers and everything like that, and you just cannot pay any attention to that, because it's just the way it is. And so I always feel like, if I can see it, and if I can believe it, then I can achieve.
I struggled with anxiety, I struggled with depression, not really knowing what it was. When I was a kid, I've struggled with PTSD, just seeing the things in the environment that I was growing up in. So basketball wasn't just a sport that I wanted to be professional in, it was an outlet for my pain. And then ultimately, as I got older, I learned how to channel that pain into becoming strength and into becoming perseverance and having the will of a champion way before the accolades and the gold trophies.
There is a lot of things in life that are difficult. And you have to ask yourself the question right off the top, you know, are you gonna be one of those guys that are gonna go and back off every time something is difficult? Or do you want to be one of those guys that says, look, it doesn't matter if it's easy or difficult or most difficult, I'm gonna go and crush through it. That's me. That's the person that I want to be, and I'm going to prove it to myself, and I'm going to prove it to the rest of the world.
My full benefit in a lot of that is because guys especially are sacrificial in nature. You're never going to take time for yourself, ever. You can't take a vacation, you can't go to a men's retreat, you can't do this, you can't do that, because you got to provide, you got to raise kids, you got to be a good husband, you got to do this, you got to do all the other things, and before you know it, you've let yourself go. It's been 10 years, you can't draw me a diagram to the inside of your local gym. You don't golf anymore, you don't play pickup basketball with your buddies, you don't do anything, you don't have time. You don't make the time. Before you do that, you'll be on the wrong side of 50 and it's over for you. I don't want that for anybody. I'm just trying to optimize your morning routine to give you the most bandwidth so when you do get home.
We're not able to think. The most powerful weapon in the world, we walk around with it. It's our mind, it's our brain. You have to be able to go into a very dark place in your mind and figure who you are. Go back to what you want to do. What's your purpose? We can't figure our purpose out or why we're here or why we've been born or whatever because it's so loud in our mind. We don't have any quiet time with ourselves to sit back and say, what do I really want? There's so many different dialogues in our head that we can't think. So my biggest thing is you have to be alone in a very dark place in your mind to think about what is important to you.
Human struggle, worrying about other people's perceptions about who you are. Like, why would you ever care about that, you know? And I think that I fell victim to that in my past, of worrying about things that I can't control. You know, if the people understood what words could do to a human being, especially where we are in today's society, then they wouldn't be invested in that. So I'm not here to dispel anything. You can continue to ask other people around me about what they think about me and continue to write about mood swings. Like, you know, human beings have mood swings. Like, you go home and you're not happy with things, or you're mad at something and you're happy. That's a mood swing. It's okay to be human. Like, I don't have to be perfect for anyone here, nor do I have to be perfect for the public. So I'm not here to dispel any perception. I'm just here to be myself.
If you don't work hard enough, things in your life will not go well. If you work too hard, things in your life will not go well. If you work just about the right amount, things in your life will probably go great. And working out where that line is the task of the perennial overthinker. The insecure overachiever has to always be asking the question, do I need to put my foot on the gas more or less? And if you find yourself regularly outworking all of the people around you and then not choosing to do it, I think that maybe you should consider just lifting that foot off a little bit.
Yeah. They say there's this magic pill that will make you big and strong like Hercules.
We'll meet to decide which one is the most perfectly developed man in the world.
Yeah. They say it will make you a famous actor and get you elected to the public office.
Political victory by an actor.
It will give you superhuman strength and a life of happiness and muscles. We say there is no magic pill.
It's grind. It's grind that I care about, and it's grind that I can do that other people couldn't do. But it's not not grind, right?
Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes.
Every pro bodybuilder, they're so passionate about what they're doing, their motivation wobbles, but it wobbles like 5 miles above what it's required for them to do their meals and stuff.
Below.
They never drop below it.
Yep.
But, you know, I think when you have a goal that's important enough to you, nothing will stand in your way. And that's what it was. You know, I wanted to accomplish those goals, and I was going to make it happen.
Difficult for people to have a routine, but they just have to go and do that, and they should just work on it. But they go and say, do something very simple. I'm going to go and get up every morning at, let's say, an hour early before they normally get up and just work on that. And then the next time they work on it and say, okay, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to go and make my coffee or my tea or whatever, and I'm going to read papers, even though maybe I haven't read the paper yet in the last 10 years. Just add that to you and don't even ask about it, should I or should I not. That's the key thing about the routine, is that you don't ask yourself, should I or shouldn't I? You just do it.
Surround yourself with new people. Every time you go to that big fish, small pond, just stay away from that. If you're the smartest dude in the group, find a different group. If you're the strongest guy in the group, find a different group. There's always someone stronger, always someone bigger, better, faster. Just surround yourself with those people. It'll naturally rub off, and it just elevates your game that much more. I don't care if you're playing basketball, you're playing pool, whatever you're doing. If you play with high-level people, your game naturally gets better. It just will. A lot of people just want to get stuck, and they want to make Tuesday feel just like Monday. I don't want to do that. I'd like to live a routine, but not the same routine every day. I'm trying to get better every single day in order to do that.
If we are unduly absorbed in improving our lives, we may forget altogether to live them. Everyone is taught that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they would not be worthwhile. And this is how non-valuable but difficult things get slipped into our desires without us noticing. Attaining something worthwhile is often going to be difficult, but just because it's difficult does not mean it's worthwhile. Doing something well doesn't make it important.
But in order to be rich, you need to let that go. Because every day you say that I'm not successful because of this, it means because this now owns you. And for me personally, that realization that the thing that I hated most in the world, the things that I blamed for why my life wasn't the way it was, I was there. And just realizing that made me angry. But through that anger, I was able to say, well, them. Like, I will succeed despite the fact that my dad said this, or my mom said this, or Barack Obama said this, or Trump said this, or the woke left says what. Despite that, despite the fact that the chips are stacked against me, I will still win.
I wanted to be complete. And that's when you really have a 100% chance at being successful. When you have a complete situation, that means that you have developed your body, meaning your health, your strength, your energy, and all of that makes you much more positive, right? Because that's when you wake up, when you feel strong and you feel fit and you ride the bicycle in the morning. You know, the whole world looks much more bright. So that the training of the body, extremely important. The training of the mind, extremely important. That's why I say to people, I say, you got to educate yourself. You got to read something every day. You got to learn a new language. You got to just always improve and look at what can you do to improve your business or your life in general.
They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you gotta do is make one. All you gotta do is make one.
I saw how our existing health correlates to our health outcomes, and I realized for the first time in my life this clear thought that I couldn't unshake, that my health is my first foundation. It is this table that everything I love and care about sits upon.
This dude said, there's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
We wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us, just before the wheel spins every day, determines all of our outcomes in our lives.
I need to take every excuse that they may have away from them. They need to see me outworking them every day, not trying to put them down, but saying, God, man, if he's doing this, man, so when I tell you to do something, you can't say no.
We were hustling. Nobody else was doing that at that time. So that's why we had success they didn't have. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to have the same sphere of success that they have. So you got to be willing to step outside your comfort zone and step outside the comfort zone of other people.
Is that hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
I had that one viewer, and that viewer made me keep going. And each day and more, week two, I started averaging 4 viewers. Week 3, 8 viewers. Week 4, 20 viewers. So on and so on and so on. So,
because the one thing with motivation that I've seen a lot on the internet is people will comment, like, hey man, it's really tough getting to the gym today. Just any words of like anything to motivate me? I just haven't been in the gym in a while. Shut the up.
It's how important it is to love what you do. If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. When you know you're truly giving it your all, there's no greater feeling.
So you got to be real interested in how to maximize your motivation and make sure it is as little variance as possible, and as high up and close to your adherence level you need as possible, ideally over it. Mm.
And I think the hard part of entrepreneurship is the uncertainty that you don't know if it's going to work out.
But as we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Taking to the other natural extreme, if you did know and you were guaranteed that it was going to work, it wouldn't be worth it. So we want something from a world, we want a guarantee from a world that doesn't give any.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
There's a relationship between confidence and competence. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking to do is try and have what you believe that you can do be ahead of what you can do. Right. Now, you're not looking for it to be delusional. You don't want it to be able to believe that you can do something like fly, right? But you need to have a relationship between the two.
All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. But I always stayed afraid of him. But as close as I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god. No one could beat me.
And people say lead by example. It's so easy to say that, man. It's so easy to say that, but to do that every day, to wake up every day miserable and say, God, I don't want to do this anymore, that's when you know you're a leader. When you're at that point and you're saying to yourself, every night is Groundhog's Day.
Sometimes, when the motivation isn't high enough, and your intention takes you here, you breathe in, breathe out, find that part of you that's Russian or Irish or Nigerian or whatever the fuck it is, that old shit, and go, fuck this, let's do this. Let's go.
It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again.
You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark, you can burn the whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it.
I've been put in uncomfortable situations, but I've used my mental power, my mental strength to push through it. I think that's how you can look at any of the athletes in the world. I mean, Tiger, the guy has a busted knee and still comes and destroys the rest of the field.
He said, people think that you should be weak and you should be docile, and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no, you should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster, you should be ruthlessly ambitious, and then learn how to control it.
Motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there.
You really don't have an option about whether or not you're going to develop a vision for your life. You can either develop a good vision or a bad vision. That's your option. Or you can live out your vision or someone else's.
Tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
And I think the biggest thing is during the days where I didn't want to go, or I was tired, I was sore, this, that, or the other, I still went. Because if I'm going to go to practice and I'm going to get 10%, 20%, 30% out of that day, it's better than getting zero. So I was always taking steps forward.
I know what it takes to be a combat soldier, and I used to look for courage. I thought courage was a man who won the Medal of Honor. It is. But courage is a man who's willing to put those boots on every single day of his life to go out there and fight for this country, where nobody even knows what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're at.
I had a dream that was so big, my dreams were bigger than all my problems. You know what I'm saying? See, if your dreams aren't really big enough and your problems are bigger than your dreams, then your problems will be bigger than your dreams.
You know, everybody can compete when they're feeling good, happy, excited, rested. But it's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore, not in the great mind, you know, not in the best mindset. And I think mental power that the greatest athletes have can push all the pain aside.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
There isn't much difference between being governed by something and being possessed by something. And that's a useful thing to know, too, because if you have any sense at all, you want to be possessed by the right thing, because if you're possessed by the wrong thing, you're going to be in so much trouble you can hardly imagine it. And not only are you going to be in trouble, you're going to be trouble to everyone that you encounter.
As a 16-year-old kid, I was just so locked in, like just on what, like on my craft.
Right.
I just didn't really take a realization on the position that I was in as a 16-year-old kid, you know? And right now I'm still locked in, but now when I think back on it, like, damn, I was 16, I was a junior, had all this money, blah, 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 but you know, I was just locked in, you know?
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
Oh, you have to enjoy the journey because the journey is not going to change. If you wait until you reach your goal to celebrate, you're going to be, it's mentally debilitating. So you have to have monumental steps along the way and just make inch by inch anything's essential. Set very doable goals as you're trying to reach the impossible thing.
The paradoxical truth is that the more you restrict yourself in a protective way, and the more you will fear what is out there, and the smaller your world becomes, and the more there will be fears. So by protecting yourself too much, you create bigger fears for yourself.
Yeah. But there's something about doing the ugly thing that reduces fear. It not only increases your chance of winning, but you're like, the possibility mathematically of me losing now is rather small. Yeah. But when you're not doing these things, the reason you're living with so much fear is, you know, the possibility of you not winning is rather great.
Yeah.
And so you're living with a fear that's self-imposed, self-induced, and your fault because you're not willing to do the ugly.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
There's pretty much nothing that you could say that you went through that I haven't went through. And I'm still here. Some of y'all may connect success to me being famous. There are people that are way more successful than me financially, success-wise, career-wise, and they're not famous at all.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything. You know what? Much to your surprise, I took that counselor's advice. I took it and I used it to be the best basketball player I could be. His negativity towards me made me strong. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality.
Because we all think about quitting the part. But what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain. Because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's gonna get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second.
The highest form of leverage I think of are, what's one behavior or one skill that I can learn that then has many, many downstream impacts? And so for, and this is specifically, I'll say, for the 20-ish year old, so 20 to 30, 20 to 35, if you can simply go to bed on time, you avoid drinking and getting in a DUI, you avoid early pregnancies, you avoid messing up your work.
Life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
While I'm in the dressing room, 5 minutes before I come out, my gloves are laced up. I'm breaking my gloves down. I'm pushing the lever in the back of my glove, breaking the middle of the glove so my knuckle could pierce through the leather. I feel my knuckle piercing against the tight leather gloves on the Everlast boxing glove. When I come out, I have supreme confidence. I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. Closer I get to the ring, more confidence I get. Closer, more confidence.
I've had in my career probably a total of... I've been to over 200 pitch meetings to pitch ideas in Hollywood. Out of those 200, they have picked 5 of them. 200 meetings, 200 show ideas, they've picked 5 of them. But you know what them 5 was? Hits.
You know, if you want to do something and you want it that bad, you'll make sacrifices. And, you know, growing up for me as a kid, I made a lot of sacrifices that I didn't seem that they were a big deal, and I don't seem they like I don't think of them as being a big deal right now. You know, there were Saturdays or Fridays where, you know, I'd give up going to a dance or hanging out with my friends because I had workout the next day. But those things that I gave up, you know, were things that I wanted to help me get to my goal.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training. The jump is necessary. It's like I said in the video, every successful person I ever know has jumped. Why would you not? See, you have this opportunity. All of us have opportunities in life. It's gonna require a decision that we have to make to go for it or stay still.
If you're somebody that is looking backwards, you're looking at the past, you're looking at the road behind you, and you're spending way too much of your time and your energy wishing things were different, feeling sad about the miles that you've already been down, and you wish you had done something different, you wish you would have ended up, you wish that here at 24 you would have majored in a different thing because that would, like, whatever it is that you're doing that involves the rearview mirror, stop. Because you're not going that way.
You aren't necessarily the best judge of what you need. And it's easy to be deluded in what you want. And that's the sort of delusions that people chase if they chase power. If you decide instead that you're going to just say what you believe to be true, you have to let go of the consequences. And you might think, well, I don't want to let go of the consequences because I want to control what's going on. But what you miss then is adventure, because if you don't control what's going on, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. And maybe that's exciting. And actually, there's no doubt about it.
If you keep making the same choices, if you keep doing the same things, if you keep reproducing the same experiences and feeling the same emotions, your biology begins to become hardwired in a sense. It becomes programmed. So in order to change something, to arrive at a new vision of your future, if you wanted to arrive at a new goal or a new vision of your future, you'd have to change something about yourself in order to get there. And you'd have to change the way you think, the way you act, and the way you feel.
This is happening for a reason. That this heartache, that this breakup, that this person that was in my life, and now life is handing me this detour, that this was meant to be because it is preparing me for something better that's coming. You have to start to cultivate that. Because if you don't have that kind of attitude as you are charting the next course, the next chapter, the next leg of your journey, you're gonna be gripping that wheel, you're gonna be looking in the rearview mirror, and you are going to go nowhere fast.
Limitations reveal style. Resistance.
Something to go, or else it's like in green lights. If life's just nothing but green lights, if you got no yellows and reds, no reasons to pause or crises that stop you, resistance? What are you, just gonna go in circles? Do you run out of gas? Get dizzy? I don't see that. How do we evolve or devolve?